done very much traveling?
No, not too much. I went through there once when I was in Kansas driving. I ain't done too much.
What kind of roads are there in this area? About what they're made of?
Well, some of them concrete, made out of cement and rough and sand. And the blacktop, they made out of little old, well, I don't know what that stuff made out of. Just put out fine rock and put some tar on it, called a blacktop. That's what they call them, blacktop. Mm. It's a little, look like a cinder put out all over the road, and they put that tar on and stick it together. That's what they call blacktop. Yeah.
This road out here is
called to be blacktop.
Now, this one coming up from the
Dredo.
Road. Sorry.
Dredo.
All right, now, what's that stuff on top of it?
That's called blacktop out there now.
And I'm talking about your road.
Road. This rail here.
I see. Is there anything you call this road coming up? How would you refer to this road coming up from the blacktop road?
I call it a little gravel road coming up.
Yeah, you'd call it a gravel road.
Gravel.
You'd call it your driveway.
You might say from get there and turn in his driveway. Well, now it's too full of him, now I call it a driveway.
It
driveway
is. That's what I'm driving at.
The driveway is supposed to be closer to your house, but there's a little road coming in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a road, it isn't even called a driveway.
It's
too full from your house to be a driveway.
What about anything they call neighborhood roads? Roads that, you know, just... Well,
they have a little, we'll call them plantation roads, go to the place or something like that.
That's what I was thinking about.
Plantation
now, where would
road.
They go?
They go across the place, you know, a person got a place that is large or small. They got a road go through there, they go plumb on through the plantation, they call it a plantation road.
I see. Now this would be a drive on this.
That's right.
Now, what about a little road from, say, the house to the barn?
They call it a pass or something, you know, walk through there.
That would be a walk.
A walking road called a pass. They call it a pass, a walking road.
All right, when you go into Jackson, say, you'd walk, instead of walking on the street, you'd walk along the...
On the pavement, on the street, on the Jackson, but if you're driving, you're going on the pavement, high road.
Okay, now if you're in Jackson though and you're walking, the part what you're walking on
you're on the streets.
On the sidewalks? Or
they
call that pavement?
They call that the streets.
Okay, now I'm talking about the part where people
walk. Well, that I would call them the streets. I wouldn't call it the pavement. Wouldn't call it that. Now out in the middle there where the traffic all that, that called a I would call that the highway, or you know, the street department, but where the people walk at, that's the walking part of the streets. I would call that the streets.
That's fine.
I call the streets.
That's just fine. The dog kept following the man and barking, so he picked up a rock and...
Throw it at him, hit him.
You ever hear him say chumped?
Chumped, yeah. Chumped that dog back. I chumped him away from him, something like that.
Now, when you say that, you say, I chumped that dog back. You don't necessarily say, I chumped a rock.
Yes, sir. Well, I pick up a rock and throw it at that dog and run him back, or chunk him back or something.
I see. So, chunk kind of has rock in it. I mean, you assume if you say, I chunked the dog back.
With a rock.
You assume, I mean, that you don't necessarily have to say, I chunked him back with
a rock. No, they say,
you
I chunked him back.
That's what I was meaning. Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you go to a friend's house and you knock on the door, nobody comes, you say, well, I guess he isn't.
Not here.
Okay, what about?
Nobody at home.
All right. Somebody says, oh, keep on knocking, because I know he's in the house. I know he's...
In the house somewhere. He might be asleep. Or
somewhere. Okay. And if it's a woman, you might say, she's probably cooking. You better go look back.
Go to the back. She might be in the kitchen cooking. She might go to the back.
Right. Do you ever eat any mush?
Cook mush? Mm-hmm.
Cook mush.
Yeah.
How do they make mush?
Out of cold bread or corn bread and... Put some butter and grease, rinse it up there, cook it over the ankle. They call it mush, it might be good too.
Do they ever pour milk over it?
Well, I never had no milk, I know it's fun about eating the mush. But I like mine, put some molasses over it, that's what I love.